We're holding here in Parshas Pinchas, and we're talking about the different karbonis and of musafim, and especially Rosh Chodesh is something that requires a lot of thought about it in terms of what exactly is the unique yontiv of Moed Rosh Chodesh and karbonis. Especially since it says the Kapar and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Last time we sort of said for Chinuch, what the point of Rosh Chodesh is, celebrating Rosh Chodesh is, and now we're going to see the Sfarno. Rosh Chodeshem, Hine Yom Rosh Chodesh Hayim Minig LeYisrael She Yom Kadosh Tzadma. Rosh Chodesh has some level, is a minig in Klai Yisrael to have some level of kedusha. Moshe Heyed Ba'Amroi Asa Nistat Hashem BeYom HaMaaseh. V'Ze Yom Rosh LaYom Rosh Chodesh Asam Yom HaMaaseh. It says that you hid there on the day of work, of when you did Maisa. So it sounds as if Rosh Chodesh was not a day when they did Maisa. In other words, he's referring to Rosh Chodesh saying on a day you could work, you hid over there. And that's why they're miyachas to Klal Yisrael. V'loikin kosev b'moadim, v'kosev b'shabbos shabbatchem, v'loyim b'kurechem, v'loyim b'sukosechem. In other words, Rosh Chodesh is coming from Klal Yisrael's recognition of it being a special day, as opposed to Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to stop a minute. This Sfarno, and this Sfarno just sort of remarks this and doesn't elaborate it, doesn't say more. But I think there's something to be said about it over here, and I'd like to think about it a minute. It's strange. Every Shabbos and Yontiv, there's a tzivah and shprach in ala dumalacha, and the pasuk refers to it as that. Rish Chodesh is Klal Yisrael made a minik out of not doing malacha on Rish Chodesh, and they therefore sort of keep it as such, and it's a minik, and that's why the Torah refers to it, or Rosh Chodeshechem. That's very strange because minhagim means, you know, I understand that there's a minhag that we sort of keep, and that's the way it is. But that the Torah should say Rosh Chodesh is the day that you're going to have a minhag not to do work, and the Torah refers to that minhag, it's kind of very weird. It's a minhag always means what the Torah is not referring to, and here the Torah seems to say this is a great time to have a minhag not to work. What's the pshat over here? So in general, the big picture, the sun and the moon are mishalim for mashpia and the mushpa. The moon gets from the sun, reflects it, and depending on how well it reflects it, that's a reflection of how good it is, and so on and so forth. The Rosh Chodesh is something which is the moon's yontif, and therefore it's keneged the makabel, what's called the Sfar Malchus. The sun is keneged kaviyocha kodesh baruch hu b'mashpia, and Klal Yisrael is nimshul to levana in the sense that it is a makabel. It's zachah nekevah, it's shemesh and yireach. Borek hacham yofa kalavana, and so on. The metzias of our response being significant is unique to Rosh Chodesh because that's the time where we single out the Makabel as opposed to the Mashpia. It's the Yontif of the Makabel. So Shabbos is certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing. It has to do with the Shemesh, and it's in the Bria, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the way. Yontivim, even though it's also totally somewhat in the month, but the Ma'isim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. All of these are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpi on us. So it starts HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Chodesh is built waiting for our response or having our response and so on. B'tam in Hogam Zehoya Ki Omnom Atzlochas Yisro Bal Mazer B'tzad Madem Niyareach Ashe Ein Lo Batzo Oro Klal Zulosim Ashkabim Zoso. So here he's explaining this point that we just made, except he doesn't quite bring out the point of that's why the minhag is like that. But the etzem inyan of Yireach is it's going to Klal Yisrael that she's mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to talk about this another point so that people confuse. we spoke before, we said that the sun is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Mashpia, and the Levon is like Klal Yisrael. Okay, now we say the Levon is like Klal Yisrael, and the sun is like the Goyim. And you have it in many places, the Goyim and Nimshol Tochama. So how is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nimshol Tochama, the Goyim Nimshol Tochama, and, you know, like, which is better? Is it better to be a Chama, is it better to be a Levon? Like, which one is the hero? And the answer is that, let's take an example in a classroom. You have a teacher, and he's the Mashpia. And you have a Talmud who's Mekabel, and then you have a Talmud who thinks he knows as much as the teacher or better. Typical Talmud. So now, let's ask ourselves, the most chashuv one is the teacher, because he's got what it takes to be Mashpia. He knows, and he's being Mashpia Chachma. Of the Talmidim, the one who is a sort of ki'ilu, the Talmud who is a ki'ilu knower, is worse, because he's less of a makabel, but he's stuffed up his kabbalah, and he's trying to give his own two cents. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mashpia, is the Shemesh. That Moshach as well is the Shemesh with the Levana. The Umas Olam try to make themselves Shemeshes in the Umas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the problem. They're not Mashpiyim. And if you're not a Mekabel, then so just like somebody who can live on his own work and merit is much better off living on his own than taking charity from other people. But somebody who can't make it on his own and he doesn't take charity will starve to death. That's the Umas Olam. So Klal Yisrael's Hatzlacha is because it's Doimel in Yareach. Hashe'en Labatzma or Klal's Losa Hashkamus Losa. All it has is what it gets from others. V'zeh, She'af al-pi she'kodim le'egel ha'yacharus al-aluchos, Cheirus mishibud malchus lo'ilam, Hine mishechotu hisnatzal ishamsu kese malchus, Ubal adav holchu ha'sheichem e'nei galomoy, Mishikah levonim shekab ha'ashemesh. So even though before the eagle they were in a very good matzav, once they were chetna eagle, it was like dark, because that itself shows that they have only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ke'ein mazli yisrov la'or klal me'atzmom, so lo se'or hakel yisbarach b'yesom l'ratzim. V'chein nikra kel yisbarach etzanevim or yisrov, ke'omroi v'ya or yisrov la'eish, v'chein idu bom ha'ashem or yivish. Now, there's something here which is reflected in a Gemara. There's a Gemara that says that it was Rabbi Yechon was during the Churban was walking and he saw a daughter of one of the Kalvas of, I think it was eating the dregs of the ground and she died, and he was very sort of shaken by it, and he said, Ashrecha Yisrael, that when you're up, there's nobody higher than you. And when you're down, there's nobody lower than you. So, the Chor, that sounds very, very strange. I mean, I understand the half that we say, Ashrecha Yisrael, that when you're higher, there's nobody higher than you, that's wonderful. But that when we have it bad, nobody has it worse than us. What's the Ashrecha for that? And the answer is like it says here. It's a Gilui that Klal Yisrael has only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, our whole tshuka is that we be Am Hashem. And what do we have? We have Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, if it's possible for us to have on our own without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then not everything we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the fact is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls the plug, there is zero input, that shows me that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a certain Ashrechem, as difficult as it is, it's endless and boundless when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving, and it's non-existing when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there. V'kashayach ha'toyim avdilin. And now he adds another point about where the kapara comes in for the Sirush Chodesh. So Sforna says, V'kashayach ha'toyim avdilin, ka'omrim kemaseichem hoyim avdilin beinchem bein aleheichem, v'chataseichem istir ponim kemishmoa, holchu ha'sheichem v'hol v'vimos. Now, when Klal Yisrael did Averis, they were chased off to the Umas Olam, and they were in terrible straits. That's a tremendous Chil Hashem. But more lehem Am Hashem Eila. So, since everyone expects Chai Sol to be a Kaddish Baruch Hu's Ummah, and they look at anything bad happening to Chai Sol as a Kaddish Baruch Hu's impotence, like the Germans said, let's see your God save you. Like Stalin said, you know, let's see your God save you. They were everything that was bad. Was taken to be a lack of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's power instead of Chai Sol Averis, and that's some sort of Chil Hashem. So Kal Yisrael with their Maisim is causing somewhat of Chil Hashem because of this phenomenon. Ubiyoyis Chatas of Shchedish Kapar Al Yisrael Agorim Niyasa Orim Yutor, and because the Chatas of Shchedish Kapar and Kal Yisrael, which is Kinozal Ba'omrom Siri Chatas Chaba Ba'adom, Zikar and Chulam Yiyu, Tus Nafshem Yatsoinit. So it doesn't mean. So he's teaching this famous Gemara, which says in Chulin that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Bring a kapara on me that I was, you know, Kila Kadosh Baruch Hu did an avera," and that obviously doesn't. It can't mean. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "The I am lacking because of this Avera. Shem Hashem is nismayit because of this Chil Hashem." And therefore he says, "Avir Kapara Olai" means to help ameliorate my problem. Heivir like kapara shmatas reyachot leima heivir kapara b'shvili lehasi kiddush shmi amchol b'koyim. Help me get back that Chil Hashem b'sivas hashatas reyach kishiglais is so b'start upon mehem. So what he means is bring back the Kol Yisrael the whatever is needed so that Shem Hashem is goes back to what it should be. That's this far over here. Now we're going to see Rabbeinu Bechaya. Voidar Shuboy, Amir Shlokis, Manishtan, Sosho, Shchoydish, Tchsiboy Chas Hashem, Agashbrok, Sir Zeye Kapar Olai, Ashimiakir Sherea. The Perikel Atrefis of Shim Pozi Romi. Siba Yasakim Shem Warsak Doylum, Xiba Samara, Gorel Samara Cotton, Amir Afnach Hachbrok, Bershom, Efshem, Lokhashan Shas Echod, Isakashbrok told Bim Meir herself, and she came back and said, Hachbrok, because I said something, Kadosh Baruch Hu, just because I said something that's right, I'm supposed to lose out. I mean, I made a very good point. Why am I losing out? Go and so you, the Levana, can be there in the day and the night. She told Mara Buse, I mean, it's great. I know the moon exists in the day, and we know it because when you have an eclipse, actually, you can see the moon sometimes, but the moon is not terribly visible during the day. So it's wonderful to be there, but I'm technically there, but I make no appearance. Amal Oseh Todo Lechi V'yimnu B'cho Yisrael Yom Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael will use you as the calendar. Amal Oseh the moon answered, Yoyim Anami Yefshir Le'mani Beit Kufos. Yechsim Alisim Oseh Yom Yisrael Yom Yisrael. So you know what he said? So the moon answered, no. But the sun is also used for Yom Tiv, because you can only count days and Kufos. So Chodesh Aviv is dependent on the sun, and the days are dependent on the sun also. So you're not giving me anything. Amalos he told Lechi v'ikru tzadikim al shmecha. Tzadikim will have your name. Yaakov akotin, Shmuel akotin, David akotin. So Yaakov, Shmuel, and David are all called cotton, and that's a reflection of your midah. In other words, you are makten yourself, and they're going to be tzadikim that are makten themselves. The moon was not happy. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "I need to bring kapara." I know Mishlokish Manishtan is social shchedish and bechatz Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "A kapara l'shmat zareya." What does it mean? Same, basically, in Chazal and needs to have pirush. Ubir in yizeh ki milas hagdoilim teira shehoyu shemesh riach shavim ba'ira. Kemino ze tayum tayre shoy yashem shoy yashem ba'ira. V'chakech zmatei reach. So at first they were equal, and then the reach became smaller. V'zeh shechazev omes amar gros amar kotin. V'smatei de kitruk shoy kitruk omi yashem shoy yashem shoy yashem. Well, chvoyde shemokam omer came. It was something, her taina was a taina for herself. It was a taina of chvoyde shemokam. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covet. How? So it was the Levana came with a taina, and said, it seems as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that every single entity needs something else. Meaning that you can't have just HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mashpir everything. It seems as everything that breathes interdependent, which is a certain lack of ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chas v'shalom. V'kitruk zeh b'ashehira achim v'es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take a parallel. The Gemara says that if somebody says Ha'imel ken tzipa yegir rachmecha, and a person says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like you are merachem on the birds and you gave a mitzvah ken tzipa, so too merachem on us. The Gemara says he masalakim, first of all because he makes his midos rachmim and ainel lexeris, but there's a second one that he makes kineh b'masiv reishis. Kineh b'masiv reishis means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. It is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Echad and Achdus that all the pieces that he creates in the world should be balanced. They should in totality reflect the Echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means they're in harmony and in balance, like Ois HaShalom B'Romo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Malach of Eish and a Malach of Mayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Malach of Toiv and a Malach of Ra. Sutton and a Melitz Toiv. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, they are in balance. But let's give a parallel model to it. In physics, one of the basic axioms of physics is that if you break something into component pieces, you're going to conserve the amount of material, the electric charge, the spin. You're going to have to add it up so that at the end it all has the same value that it had before. So that if something was charged negative, you might end up with a bunch of positive particles and negative particles, but the net value has to be more negative than positive. Because you can break something down in parts, and the parts are different, but they can't be different than where it's coming from. If there is some sort of imbalance between all the pieces, then it seems to reflect that the shorish is not balanced, and that's what the taina was. So we talk about kine maizabrachis. It means that the pieces are not in equilibrium. It's one of the things that the more science searches, it's amazing. You know, it used to be in physics like that, and that's fine, but we now look at a bigger picture. Like in an ecology, you know, when you have an ecological system and you remove one point, everything collapses. I mean, when a person walks out to a field, to a forest, and sees thousands of different pieces connecting and different trees and different grasses and different insects and different birds and different snakes and that, it doesn't seem to us, it seems to be like somebody just was emptying out a toy box and, you know, and three snakes fell out here and two birds went there and there. But not like that. You try to fool around with it, everything collapses. The kinyan of my sabrachis means there's an imbalance. So it's as if the Bria itself demands, it can't be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim is Shaykh to birds. That's called Kinah Maisa Gracious. Here also, the Levana said, this is not, something's not right here. There's an entity in the Bria that has its own aura. There's an entity in the Bria that's dependent. It's, so where are you? Okay. There's a second point over here also about this carbon. V'oid efshe sheyichol inyan acha ke'lita in piskin pele v'ale tshuva. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give a piskun fev of Bali Tshuva so that we learn from it. Shem Yeshuvu Acha Shechotu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yispais Lehem, Shem Yispais Lovana. The cover Karbonas Kapar Vim Chidusha. The cover Gankir Sheshonu Shu Yem Tshuva Vim Chidusha. So this is an incredible point. Let's discuss it a minute. Let's give a mashal. Imagine somebody is teaching, instructing soldiers in how to fight. So you obviously show the best posture forward. This is the way you crouch. This is the way you shoot. And this is what you do. This is what you do. This is what you do. And so on and so forth. And you teach them how to fight in the best way possible. A good instructor will also teach them what happens when you make a mistake. You slip and you fall, and now your leg is not working. What do you do? You aimed in the wrong way and you gave away your position. What do you do now? You need to instruct the people you're teaching also on what happens when you slip up. So when the instructor slides forward the wrong way, slips up, and grimaces in pain as if he's broke a leg, and now he's not what to do, that's part of the teaching to people that make mistakes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us a personal illustration of what it's like when you create, quote-unquote, a mess of some sort. That's really the... Because of the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekabel tshuva shel shoyim shekibel avon es pais avon kitruv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted out in the very fundamentals of the Bria, possibility for it to mess up and to fix. Ulekach haTzadikim nimshol leShemesh Olam Alvana, which a kosu v'ayav k'tes Hashem zirase. V'loshen olai kosu avagover erivitzak alfiz al dechayisav shukumo elai. Hey, Pesach Rebbe Farshi. So when it says haviu olai kapara, bring on me, it really means bring for me, to me, bring me a kapara. Not it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually sinned, but it means to me. This is very interesting in a different context. In the sort of history of the Siddur, there's a nusach in the Musa of Yontiv. It says Shuva Oleinu v'amay nachmecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu return to us, literally on us, upon us. There was a Moscow grammarian named Satinov, Yitzhak Satinov, who lived about 200 years ago or so, or more possibly, and he had a sefer called Ayat HaYitzchak with amendments to the Siddur. He makes corrections to the Siddur, not corrections as if he saw in other case the others, but that he feels his grammar is better than the Siddur's. He feels the Siddur uses sometimes grammar that's off, and it became actually incorporated. Today the trend is to get rid of a lot of his stuff because it wasn't like that. He just decided on his own that he'd rather go with Tanakh Lashon rather than one of the famous ones is it says Shuva Aleinu b'may nachmecha. He fixes it to Shuva Aleinu. Aleinu doesn't mean it's weird. So he conjectures it really says Shuva Aleinu, come back to us. Shuva Elai v'Shuva Lecha. And somebody mispronounced it and somehow it became Shuva Aleinu. He's wrong. He's wrong because every single Nusach, every Xaviyat, that was Shuva Aleinu. And also you have Vayal Hashem, like Hashros Hashchina, is like on top of us, so it says Vayal, you know, the Anon is refers to Shechina. And this over here, the Rif, where he says the word Olai could mean Eli. So Olai in this context means Eli, and it's not a problem. Okay, we'll hold it here.